The first thing to say is you've got to view it with a long-term strategy, and there are lots of things that you can do. The classic case of owners coming into the surgery today, and there is a product we can use, and we'll come to that later probably, but it's already shutting the stable door after the horse has bolted. If your dog is phobic, then there are very few drugs that we can give you that are going to kick in absolutely immediately and help that dog to cope. The other strategies, there are dietary management protocols, there are what we call pheromones, there are smells that can be released in the environment, and the classic one is a thing called DAP, or dog appeasing pheromone, which is a type of smell that was isolated from lactating bitches, and it's available either as an aerosol or a heat activated collar or as a plugging diffuser. But again, the manufacturer's recommendations is that these things are used more or less within 14 to 28 days of the onset of the stress. So you've already missed the boat in terms of that. But the smell, again, it comes down to the comfort of the mother. It's the smell of the lactating bitch is meant to be settling. And that's one of the things that you can actually use. And there's a similar orally derived product based on milk protein, which also helps to control phobias, but again, it's generally recommended that it's built in for some time before the stress period itself.
Okay, so people have missed out now. Are there any sedatives?
Yeah, there are lots of different sedatives, and again, we've got the same sort of exposure to the sedative market that the medics have got. I mean, we've got genuine sedatives. And the classic one that everybody will probably relate to are the little yellow tablets that we used to give out some time ago called ACP, which stands for acetylpromazine. But the point is that was purely a sedative. So basically, it immobilized your pet while not doing anything to actually counteract the development of the phobia. And indeed, what has been shown subsequently is pets actually, their phobias became worse and their dependency on ACP increased as the seasons wore on. Now, we can use things like Valium, we can use tricyclics, and they have the benefit of being anxiolytic, in other words, reducing anxiety, they reduce stress, they are mildly sedative, but the other great benefit is they also induce short-term memory loss. So your pet forgets the stressor, which means that you're not continually increasing the phobia. The big problem with these is that some of them cause disinhibition. It's the same as alcohol in certain people. If you drink, more often than not, you'll become more amenable, more placid. But in a small proportion of humans and in the pet population, if you lose that inhibition, it can actually make the problem worse. And again, before you dispense things like Valium, you need to know what your dog's response is going to be. And certainly I wouldn't dream of handing them out on bonfire night and saying, no, here you are, that's going to be the answer.